This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, it's been a busy day here behind the scenes at Auto World. A lot of guests moving in and out, but we've got two solid ones in this hour. Don Jones, the CEO of the Old Car Guys, is going to be joining us to be telling us about a rare engine find and a number of other things as well. Also coming up a little later on in the hour, we're going to be joined from Paintucation. Imagine taking the skills of painting a car and turning it into a whole educational course. That's what this gentleman, Kevin, has done. And he is a new supporter here on the program, and he's going to be talking about the age-old issue about whether to restore or whether to maintain a vehicle. A lot of people these days have that question. There's a whole kind of discussion within the automotive marketplace quite often in the old car hobby. You know, some folks are very, very much in the realm of preserving them, of leaving vehicles as they were intended. And other folks think you should restore them right back to showroom shape, even if it's a 1930s model vehicle. Where do you fit in on that question? 855-660-4261. That's your telephone number. It's toll-free from across North America. And the email, it's bob@autoworldradio.com. When you get the chance, check out my website, autoworldradio.com. And when you get a chance, check out this gentleman's website. It's theoldcarguys.com. And joining us live from St. Louis, Missouri, his hometown, and the man with radio station about to launch there as well, Mr. Don Jones. Don, how you doing?
I'm doing real well, but I'm about as busy as a man on a fuel-injected pogo stick.
things have been
just going everywhere the last 2 weeks. But
that's
the
great
last question that you had on whether to leave it the way it is or to restore it, mm-hmm. It's a fantastic question. I was at a show yesterday, and a fellow had a 1917 International coal truck on the back of a trailer. And it looks like it's 100 years old, which it is. And we were talking about restoring it or leaving it the way it is, and it looks pretty good for being 100 years old. There's something to be said for leaving it the way nature has put it, but you know, there's also something else to be said about putting it back when it looked like a showroom car. So, you know, I think both sides of that argument has a lot of weight to it.
It certainly does, Don. It's going to be interesting to see what Kevin has to say and also what our listeners have to say about that as well. Because it is a question. I know, well, before I was having some health problems, I used to do a lot of traveling and attended a couple of auctions in which some completely unrestored vehicles sold for huge amounts of money because those buyers wanted just that. They didn't want something that had been buffed and repainted. They wanted it to look just like it's supposed to.
Yeah, there's a couple of cars that I've come across in the last few years that is owned by famous people. And what added to the value was the fact that they had cigarette or cigar burns in the upholstery and certain marks and certain wear patterns from the famous owner. And so there was that bit of being a part of history or being part of that ooh and ah of, you know, being in the famous person's presence practically by having that car. So
that is very true.
I don't know. That's one I'm interested in hearing his opinions on that one.
Absolutely. Recently, you ran into a gentleman who has a very rare Chevrolet engine. Tell our listeners around the world and around North America all about this engine.
Right. Well, if some of our listeners might have remembered, I did a show on the Chevrolet W-style engines, which are the 348, the 409, and less famous is a W-style 427. These were a racing engine that Chevrolet came out in 1963 with a extremely limited edition, and it they tagged it the Z11. It had a slightly smaller bore and a significant longer stroke than the 409, and it was rated, and I would say vastly underrated, at 430 horses using dual quads. There were approximately 57 of these race cars built, with a total of about 65 of the engines. Obviously, the extra engines were replacement engines. The car was built strictly for drag racing. And of the known cars, there are about 9 of them known to exist. I'm not sure how many engines, but obviously not fewer than 9 and not many more than 9. I came across a fellow at a swap meet 3 weeks ago that had one of the original Z11 engines. And, you know, I kind of like, you know, paused for a moment, kind of backed up and questioned him about it. And he, in fact, said, that he was a collector and a salesperson of 409 engines. And at one time he had over 40 409 engines in his garage. But he found this engine back in about 1980, paid what he thought was a extremely high price for it back then, but now realizes that it was probably a deal. I ran into him a week later at the Nostalgia Drag Races, where he was racing a, I guess we could call it a clone of a Z11, but it was running the 409 engine. There's a picture of it up on my Facebook page, if anybody wants to see it, see a picture of it. And I'm hoping in the next week or so to go over to take some pictures of it and to verify the serial numbers and really probably just put something up on a website that few people are probably ever going to see. So I'm kind of looking forward to that next adventure.
Yeah, absolutely. How much is this engine worth? I mean, these can bring a lot of dollars, can't they, Don?
I would think so. What's happening with that, the 409 and this, the 427 is the engines can be reproduced in aluminum now. So just about every original part on an original 409 can be bought aftermarket, as a, I don't know, would you call it a spinoff or a replica? And I'm not really sure how that's going to affect the pricing. There was a time some years ago that a 409 would bring you about $5,000 in running condition. I'm reluctant now to put a price on it, and I really want to talk to this guy and get a little bit more research done on it to put a price on it. At one time, I thought that car in a restored shape could be worth $1 million. But I'm just not sure right now. And hopefully in the next week or two, I can come back and put a real number with that car.
That's fantastic. What a great story that is. And speaking of great stories, you're going to be attending the Nostalgia Rendezvous. You already did drag races, and when we come, that was a little while back. We'll get an update
right
on that and lots more with Don Jones as we continue here on Auto World, America's Automobile Enthusiast Program.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com or call 800-370-2986.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. Don Jones is with us, the old car guy himself. TheOldCarGuys.com is the website, and Don's been telling us about this very unique 1963 Chevrolet engine that he ran across recently, and just yesterday, I believe, and the day before, you spent some time at the National Rendezvous Drag Races. Where were those held, Don?
So last Friday, And Saturday I was at the Gateway National Speed Park, about 20 miles from St. Louis. Actually, it's not even that. It's about 5 miles from St. Louis, right across the Mississippi River. It's the old RO drag strip, which is now a super motor complex with all kinds of racing happening, and with a philosophy that it ain't going to be all on the East Coast or all on the West Coast. We're going to have our share of racing back here in the Midwest in St. Louis. So we're going to be working some programs with them, which I'll tell you about them later, because we're looking to try to sell them some advertising on Auto World. And we're going to try to do some things with those folks. We're going to be doing some folks with the Nostalgia Drag Racing Association. I'm getting a lot of invitations to go to places and talk to people. They asked me to be in Bowling Green this weekend. Unfortunately, I'd already committed to be at Pumpers and Pistons, which was a show of fire trucks and old work vehicles, including that 1917 International coal truck at the Missouri Transportation Museum. So that's what we were doing Saturday. And and today I'm out, selling advertising on the new radio station. So,
that's
like
great.
I said, a fuel-injected pogo stick.
Excellent. Well, let's talk a little bit more about some of the other cool things that you've been up to in recent times, including the fact that, as you say, you're getting to launch a radio station. We have the radio station in Orlando, Talk Radio Orlando.com. This one is going to be, you can also find it at TalkRadioSt.Louis.com eventually, but right now it's kind of up in beta mode. And what's the exact address that folks need to go to for the radio station at the moment?
Yeah, we're in beta mode. We're calling it the TalkNet. TalkNet St. Louis, it'll be Appleby TalkNet STL, and this will be Station 2. Station 3 will be TalkNet CMO, or CMO for Central Missouri, and this will be a station about 125 miles from St. Louis, slightly out of the range of a conventional radio station in St. Louis, but in the Lake of the Ozark area, which is a summertime vacation resort area with an awful lot of car people. So we're looking to kind of extend our reach down in there. And then you and I will figure out where we're going from there, buddy.
That sounds great. Let's talk about some other cool things that you've been up to in recent times, including you've been getting lots of calls, including one upon storing a Jeepney. Tell us about that.
Right. Yeah, I got a call today from a fellow here in St. Louis that he actually seen the big yellow panel truck of mine going down the street and got the phone number off the side of it. Called me up and he said that he's restoring this Filipino Jeepney. And a Jeepney is basically a vehicle that started out, the concept basically was taking a surplus World War II Jeep and turning it into a bus or a form of public transportation. And these have been famous in the Philippines for, since the end of World War II. And he has one. He brought it back to the United States, and he wants to restore it to driving condition to use as a sports vehicle. We're a big, obviously a St. Louis Cardinal fan, but also a Blues hockey fan. And I guess he's going to turn it into the Bluesmobile. In fact, I think that's what we called it, the Bluesmobile. And, he's going to use it for taking him and his buddies to the Blues games. So, we hooked him up with one of our, advertisers. That is a pretty fair restorer. He's what I would call kind of a middle-of-the-road restorer. His prices are fairly inexpensive. He does pretty good work. It's not Rembrandt work. It's not. I wouldn't say you want to take a $100,000 or a half a million dollar restoration to him, but for what this fellow wants. I think it's right in his budget, and I think this guy is going to be real happy with the results he sees from this fellow. So we've got that going, and we're negotiating 6 409 engines for another fellow. So anybody that needs a 409, give me a call. We just happen to have 6 of them out back. And one of our clients found a 1966 Dodge 426 dual quad 4-speed car. It's sitting under a guy's carport for 30-some years under a canvas, and my friend finally talked him into selling it. So that's now in his garage. So we'll probably have some pictures of that up in a few weeks, and we'll watch that restoration take place.
That sounds fantastic. And it sounds like you're getting a lots more calls. It's that time of the year. Folks are coming out from under the winter, moving into the spring, moving into the summer, a lot more activity.
Yeah, it's happening. Our website has grown almost 400% over the last 18 months or so.
That's great.
My basic business plan is to take everything that we do, the website, social media, and the radio, and in the future TV, and turning it into using it in every way to support the classic car business. So if you're doing a classic car, everything that you need to restore it or finding the parts for it will be available on our website. I'm kind of going the same philosophy with the new concept with our online radio shows, is that not only will they be radio shows, but you'll be able to go to it to buy your business cards, your banners, your website, everything you need to promote your business will be available through, let's just call it Talk Radio America. Whatever large city you're near, you'll be able to get to one of our stations, use that station to promote your business.
It sounds like a plan.
So we'll see how that concept works out over the next year or two.
Yeah, absolutely. In the meantime, if you haven't visited the oldcarguys.com, do so. And also, if you want to talk to Don, who is the old car guy himself, you can do so simply by dialing him up. And Don, why don't you give out that magical telephone number?
Oh, here it comes. Get your pencils ready. Area code 314-306-7507.
Wonderful. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk again real soon.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, customers, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. We're live all across North America on great radio stations like the one you are listening to right now, or for joining us via the internet, GCNlive.com. Welcome. And now, we have a very special guest joining us on the program, and we're going to be talking about a topic that we mentioned with our previous guest, because it's a real hot one in the collector car world these days. And the question is whether to restore a vehicle or preserve the vehicle. I've been to some high-end auctions in recent years, and instead of, vehicles being sold like they roll off the factory floor, even though they might be 50, 60 years old, I've seen a number of preserved vehicles that look 50 or 60 years old go for huge dollars. And joining us is the president and CEO of PaintUcation. It's my pleasure to welcome Kevin Tates to Auto World. Hey there, Kevin. How you doing?
Hey, Bob, thank you so much for having me on. I'm doing just great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. Well, let's talk a little bit about this quandary, and it is a quandary because lots of people out there are wondering what they should do, because there's definitely a trend now that there didn't used to be not that long ago towards preservation. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts.
Well, my thoughts, well, it's really interesting what's happened in the restoration world over the last decade or so. There's actually been two new recognized classes emerge in the car culture. One is a survivor class and one is a preservation class. And there are actually requirements to be in each of these classes, and it requires a certain percentage of the vehicle to be absolutely original. And you know, the saying is they're only original once, and that's so true And I can remember talking to a friend of mine that is a judge out at Pebble Beach. And, you know, he talks about years and years ago that there were vehicles that were really close to, you know, 100-point cars that went through a restoration process that really didn't need it. And now people are wringing their hands going, well, why did we ever do that? And you mentioned previously that there's vehicles that are, they're getting almost double what a fully restored 100-point vehicle is getting because of the fact that there's original value and documented pedigree with the car. So, again, it's kind of a paradigm shift. It's turned the restoration world on its ear. And the big question is, just as you say, should we restore them or should we preserve the originality and the true character of the car? And, you know, it's kind of all over the map. So I've got theories, and because I've made my living restoring cars and teaching people how to restore cars with paint education, it really kind of depends on what somebody's goals are with that vehicle.
And that's a very important thing to evaluate, Kevin. Why don't we take a few moments? Let's say there's somebody listening to us right now here in North America or around the world, and they've bought a vehicle, something that they've always wanted, and they're facing this question whether to do the restoration, which sometimes can cost a whole lot of money and make it look like it did years ago, or whether to be a little lighter and not restore it but preserve it. What are some of the things that one needs to ask oneself? What's the checklist here?
Well, the big thing is, what is the emotional investment worth? What does this car mean to somebody emotionally? I use the analogy of the movie Field of Dreams with Kevin Costner. There's a link with baseball to every iconic memory in you know, U.S. and American culture. And it's the same thing with automobiles. And there's always a personal and very unique emotional connection involved with somebody. Perhaps their dad had one. They remember their grandfather driving something down the driveway. Or maybe even they've acquired a vehicle that's been in the family. A good friend of mine restored a 67 GTO when he probably shouldn't have. There was nothing left of the car, but he remembers the day that his dad bought it on the showroom floor, and it was one of the best memories of his father. So he went ahead and really he spent way too much on the car, but he calculated what it was going to mean to him versus what it was going to cost him, and he came up with the fact that it was worth it to do. So at the time, this was about a decade ago, at the time he had about $60,000 into a $40,000 car, and that was just fine with him because he wasn't in the game to make money. And, you know, people just, they sometimes make the commitment to restore a vehicle before they've really factored in the reality of what it's going to cost. And, you know, again, so my back full circle, and I'm babbling on a little bit, but it's something that I feel passionate about. It's, you have to figure out what the emotional investment means to you and what you're willing to pay for it. And there again, you know, the preservation class, maybe you just want the memory of, you know, the smell of that old car driving down the street. So maybe you can spend less on a restoration and enjoy a car more just by getting it serviceable again.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. And nowadays, to do a restoration can entail a whole lot of money, not only for parts, but for labor.
Well, labor, I just, you know, I've been studying this subject for quite a while, and I've studied, basically there's regions in this country. In the southeast where I live, your labor rates for restoration are going to be between $75 and $100 an hour. Out in California and West Coast, it's $100 to $125 an hour on average. Up in the New York, New Jersey area, the northeast, you're looking at $90 to $100 an hour. And I remember, I know you know who Peter Clute is. He's a very well-known muscle car restorer and collector. And, you know, he was kind of chuckling in this. I'll never forget this quote. He said, people ask me all the time, what does it cost to restore a car? He said, well, it's really easy. It takes about $1,000. Our labor rate, which this was a long time ago, at the time was $100 an hour. So you bring us your car and a check for $100,000, and we'll get started. And, of course, it was tongue-in-cheek, and he wasn't being facetious. But that's the reality. So that's the type of financial investment that one has to consider and commit to when, even, you know, and if it's a four-wheel lug six-cylinder automatic transmission 65 Mustang with no air conditioning, you're going to get upside down in that car real fast. So you've got to really, really factor in what it's worth.
Yeah, and what it potentially could be worth, too, because that's the other thing that we see sometimes at these high-end auctions where, you know, big auctions, I won't say the high-end ones, but Barrett Jackson, for example, so many people go there after spending six figures in restoration with hopes that they're going to get all their money back and more. And unfortunately, Kevin, more often than not, they don't.
Absolutely, because, you know, the 58 Oldsmobile Starfire full-size car with just a beautiful car is going to cost you the same $150,000 as the 58 Cadillac Beritz, which is going to bring probably $300,000. So, you know, it's the same dollars, the same work has to be done, the same $30,000 to $50,000 in chrome plating has to be done on each of those cars. And it's not going to net the same results. So in a way, I really like the fact that preservation classes, survivor classes are becoming a lot more prevalent. And I think it relieves a lot of pressure from somebody. I mean, you can fix one up. So what if it's got some rock chips on the leading edges? Now you can enjoy that vehicle.
That is so true. Absolutely. Before we go any further, why don't we take a few moments here just to talk a little bit about paintucation. As you said, your whole life is surrounded, been engulfed by restoring cars and showing people how to do things themselves. How long has paintucation actually been around? Quite some time.
Well, we've been around for a long time. Since 1999, we've produced our first instructional video, and I've been doing the same work ever since, writing for magazines and coaching people through the process of restoring or painting their own car.
Excellent. When we come back on the other side, we're going to find out more about Kevin's background, more about paintucation, and we leave the question out there, preserve or restore? This is...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Kevin from PaintUcation.com. To those of you who have made us America's Auto Body and Restoration Coach, thank you. And if you haven't, visit us at PaintUcation.com and learn from the new free automotive restoration videos we've got on our homepage. PaintUcation DVDs can now be downloaded or streamed, so you don't have to wait for or pay for shipping. We'll give you the same great tech support so you can earn the right to say, I did it myself. Whether it's a modern or classic restoration, you can do it. And PaintUcation shows you how at PaintUcation.com.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
And we're posing the question to you is, so right now the question out there is whether to restore your classic vehicle or preserve your classic vehicle. We'd love to hear from you via email or via the telephone at 855-660-4261. Kevin Tates from Paintucation is with us. He's a gentleman that we've seen in all the great videos and on the TV over the years. And I know for a long, long time you did a lot of work for the Eastwood folks, but you have helped so many people over the years. It must be really rewarding, Kevin, for you to get feedback from folks who have bought your DVD series and have done things that they never, ever thought they could do.
It sure is, Bob, and thanks for bringing that up. That is absolutely one of the best parts of what it is that I do. I grew up around cars. My brother and my cousins and I, we grew up in my Uncle Herb's salvage yard, and he had cars in from the 20s up into the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and we learned how to communicate through cars. And so that's always been a real touchstone for me. And to be able to share my passion with other people and empower them to be able to take steps that, like you said, they didn't really feel like they could take or didn't have the confidence to undertake a paint job or a restoration or some rust repair. It's really, really a neat feeling to help coach people through. I've coached dozens of father and son teams into doing a father-son project in their driveway or in a shop, and it's one of the best things about what it is that I do. You know, I'm a certified technician. I love the work. I love the immediate gratification of being able to do a nice shiny paint job or a full-on restoration, but I think what feeds me more is helping people do it themselves and giving them that confidence and that empowerment to be proud of something, and it's not so much a hands-on world anymore, so to be able to pass those skills on to younger people is also a privilege.
Oh, absolutely, no question about it. We're getting some email questions here from various folks around North America do with our question whether to restore or whether
to preserve. Hey, real quick, Bob, I wanted to say on the break, I was looking at the Old Car Guy's website. What a neat website. So anybody listening, that was your guest on before. I just want to give a quick plug to those guys. They've got a great website going. Lots of cool cars for sale and lots of neat information. But anyway, I won't bog down with that. But I just want to say it's a neat website.
Yeah, he's got an awful lot of resources on there, too, including listings of museums and car clubs. And, yeah, Don does a great job. Let's see if we can dive into a couple of these questions here. And this is always an interesting one when we get a Volkswagen bug question, a Beetle mm-hmm. question. Got a question from Carl. Carl is in Corpus Christi, Texas, listening on KEYS. Carl, we thank you very much for listening and encourage you to join us each and every week at this time. And he has a question for Kevin. He says he has just bought a 1968 Volkswagen Beetle that has approximately 130,000 miles on it. It does have some rust. He says this is a car that he has fond memories of from his earlier days, but really doesn't know what to do now that he has the vehicle. He wants to know what's the first step and what's your advice on what we're talking about here? Should he restore it or should he just kind of fix it up and more or less preserve it?
Well, it depends on how much rust he means by some rust, because the 1968 VW, even though 137K is relatively low miles for that car, but you know, if it's a Flintstone mobile and you can push yourself out of the driveway without the engine, then you probably want to think about putting some floor pans or rust patch panels in the car before you get going. However, you can buy a complete remanufactured engine for that car for really inexpensive prices because there were just so many of them produced. You can even do upgrades. I've seen guys put Porsche 911 transaxles and engines in those cars, the air-cooled engines. So there's it's limitless what he can do with this car. But what I would do, his name is Carl. My best advice for Carl is to get it running. Make sure the clutch works. Make sure, you know, the heater works if he's up in the northeast or northeast or northwest. And drive it around for a while. See how it feels. Have some fun with it. And then see what needs to be done. Do a good assessment on the vehicle. Of course, make it safe. You might have to put a brake system in it, some brake lines, master cylinders. But those are relatively easy DIY projects. You can get a Haynes manual. And, of course, YouTube is full of tutorials now. For, you know, even you can watch them while you're working on the car on a mobile device. That's what we're doing with Paintucation now. And so my best advice to him is to get it running, get it driving safely, of course, and have a little bit of fun with it. And then, after you've owned it and enjoyed it for a little bit, then you can make the determination whether or not to do a full restoration or just keep fixing it up as you go along while you're enjoying it.
Yeah, that's really good advice. You know, quite often people will write me with questions about, you know, whether to buy this car or that car, you know, for investment purposes. But if you're doing that, you're doing it really for the wrong reason. You got to buy a car that you love and you enjoy. And I'm a fan of people who drive their cars. I'm not a fan of
Absolutely.
People who buy them and park them.
Well, you know, the person that's trading in cars for investment purposes is somebody that's typically playing the stock market. When the stock market is not performing, hard assets like gold and classic cars, they are. And typically it's an overseas market. So that throws the emotional investment or the emotional attachment to these cars completely out the window. And it's a big money game. You know, if you're dealing in Ferraris or cars that tend to turn over a lot of profit margin, if you can buy them right, you know, then it's a broker. You know, it's not a car guy. Because if somebody's got a 65 T-Bird, my dad, I remember he had one, you know, he drove it in his driveway. I would love to have one of those cars, and I hope to have one of those cars one day. But that's a $14,000 car with a really nice paint job and a great running engine. It's not a valuable collector car. So, you know, again, for me to put 50 grand into that car, I'm upside down in it. So I like to see people enjoy them. And here's the other thing, too. People lose sight of the fact that when you fully restore a car and the bottom side looks as good as the top side, people get paralyzed to drive them. They're afraid of road rash. They're afraid of parking lot dings. I've seen people park at the other end of a superstore parking lot and walk a quarter mile to get in because they're so paranoid about somebody scratching their car. And so what fun is that, you know? There's a time and a place to bring your $500,000 restoration out to a Cars and Coffee, but I don't want to see people afraid of their cars. And that's another one of the pitfalls of a full-on 100-point Concours restoration.
So true. Absolutely, Kevin. Here's another interesting question via email. This one comes out of Florida. It doesn't say where in Florida, but this gentleman just recently acquired a 2004 Mazda RX-8. That was the kind of four-door version of the Mazda RX-7 mm-hmm. with the rotary engine. He says he got a good deal, but the one problem is the paint. And it's painted blue, but it has what he calls eczema.
I know exactly what he's talking about.
And he says, is this something that I can do, Kevin? Do you have a video that I can buy? What's your advice, and what is this eczema?
Eczema is typically, it's called delamination as a technical term. It's that vehicle from the factory was painted with a two-stage paint system, which means the color is the ground coat, and then there's a clear coat that's over top of that that gives the color strength and the gloss and the protection of the color coats. Typically what happens is, especially in a sunny state like Arizona or California or Florida, even into Georgia and the southeastern states, is that the UV damage just exceeds the life of the paint, and it gets underneath and separates the clear coat from the color coat. So that's exactly what he's talking about. And, you know, unfortunately, there's no polish that's going to bring that back. You can't really do a temporary fix on it because the color coats are not designed to withstand UV damage, and they deteriorate and oxidize just like metal rusts. So you can't clear coat over top of them anymore. So you're committed to a new paint job. However, there are temporary coatings now, Plastidip. Eastwood has one called Elasti-Wrap. So you can have fun with the temporary coating like that and buy some time. Or the plastics industry has come up with vehicle wraps. You've seen them on the entertainers' tour buses
or on
delivery vans. You know, that's an option. Sometimes that's expensive, but that will, you know, I hear the bumper music again, but he could wrap it as well.
That's a really good point. Kevin, the half hour went way, way too fast. Let's make sure and give out any contact information you'd like.
Yes, and the last gentleman, I do have a video that will help him. Go to paintucation.com. Check out the website, info@paintucation.com. People can deal with their contact me directly. I'd love to give them good feedback, and I'll
Going back to the MyVac and saying, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite. 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to like 70 some odd things. So the dermatologist, it was like, oh yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days, but she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it. I give her the Dynavite after 5 weeks, and one morning there was nothing there, and I'm like, oh my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is as healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.